Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way, though the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in an uproar, kingdoms fall, but he lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought upon the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shield with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
Amen.
Be still. Be still and know. Be still and know that I am God. All around us, the world just kind of seems to be chugging along, doesn't it? All this stuff going on in our lives within our church family these days, the world just keeps on chugging along. Politicians continue to posture for power. Will our government stay open or not? Nations posturing for position. China flying planes at Taiwan, us sending Marines there under the cover of darkness, upsetting them. People just going about doing their own thing. Cars driving by my house. Past our church, past your home. As we experience all of this suffering and loss, we've lost dear friends over the past several weeks. Diana Stanley, Lou Crawford, Belinda Thomas, Garnet Sum, Beaver Page. Loss after loss. Sometimes it feels like the loss is so great, I can't bear it. I don't know how you feel, but that's how I feel. And I want you to know it's okay to feel that way this morning. It's okay that our grief is immense. Grief is a sign of love. It's a sign you care. And when we feel grief, when we grieve, it just means we're loving and we're caring. And we're missing those that we love and we care about. But as we grieve, we look out the window and there's the world moving along. Nobody else seems to care. Doesn't anybody care about the sadness I'm feeling? Doesn't anybody care about the brokenheartedness that's going on within our families, in our church, the loss of lives? It's very natural. I remember going through this very personally last summer when my dad passed away. You know, the world just is kind of going by. Nobody even knows that my dad was gone. Does anybody even care? Why is all this happening? Where is God anyhow? Get a little upset, a little cranky. It's okay. It's part of grieving. Anger is a part of grief. I think the psalmist who wrote Psalm 46 understood what we're going through. If you just read that psalm, you read the context of that psalm, the psalmist understood this level of our grief and our loss and our stress. Sometimes in seasons where we feel overwhelmed. Anybody feel overwhelmed these days? Come on now. When we feel overwhelmed by crisis or stress or loss, I think the psalmist tells us the best thing we can do in those moments in time is be still and know that God is God. Those words were penned by the psalmist to be sung in the temple during a time of stress, during a time of great strife. Just quoting his very words, in the midst of trouble, when it feels like the whole earth may give way, When the waters roar and foam, be still and know that God is God. As the nations rage, as kingdoms fall, when it feels like the earth is melting underneath our very feet, be still and know that God is God. We've been talking a lot over the past couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, we're in the middle of a series about what it means to be the church. And this morning we're taking a little bit of a detour from the game plan because that's the way God moves sometimes. But as we've been learning what it means to be the church, sometimes what it means to be the church to those around us out there, we need to take time, folks, and be still and know that God is God. When the heat turns up, we often seek to make sense of it all. We get into action, we get into gear, and often those efforts, they're well-intentioned, but a lot of the times they're wrong. and they're misguided sometimes. Sometimes they're right, though. But sometimes we're just trying to make sense of it all. And a lot of times things happen, and it's very natural to look for blame in situations like we've been seeing. Who's to blame for all of this? Sometimes we blame other people. Sometimes we blame ourselves. There's a lot of self-condemnation that goes, if I only did this, if I only said this, if only, if only, if only. Sometimes we seek to blame God. God, how could you? Anger. Sometimes we lash out in anger because we hurt. Sometimes in times like this, we're struggling with emotions and we say things that are hurtful, but we don't really mean them. Because it's the pain within us that is coming out of us. And we say things we don't mean. We say things that we'd like to take back later on down the road. We'll have those moments where we're like, I really wish I didn't say that. We'll rationalize. Wow, we'll do flip-flops, backing over, trying to rationalize all the things that have been happening. And that rationalization sometimes can lead to bad theology. Bad theology. You know, claiming that God is behind all of this stuff that's happening that's causing us to grieve. God does not cause evil. God is love. God is love. We serve a loving God. Amen. We serve a holy God. Amen. We serve a righteous God. Amen. A God of love does not cause people to die of COVID. I can't explain it, but don't get stuck in bad theology trying to figure out what's going on around us, because it is very natural for us in times like this to say, where is God in all of this? We do all these things, but in reality, the best thing that we can do sometimes, be still. Be still. I know you want to start trying to figure it out. Sit down. Be still. I don't know about you, but I'm just the kind of person that wants to jump up and jump in, and I'm a fixer. I got to fix it. God says, no, 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 Joe, sit down. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Isn't it interesting? I want us to catch this morning where we're at. The Lord just laid this message on my heart Friday as I was reading through the Psalms. Isn't it interesting that instead of doing something, when we are overwhelmed by crisis or grief, isn't it interesting that instead of doing something, the invitation is to simply sit at the foot of the Master, to kneel at the foot of the cross, to be still, to know. I want to take just a couple of minutes this morning, just a couple of quick minutes to explore what it really means to be still and know that God is God. And I found it helpful to, when I find a verse like this, I mean, we know it's a song. We sang it. You can sing it this morning. Be still and know that I am God. We sing it. We know the words. But what do they really mean? And so sometimes when we approach familiar phrases like this in the scripture, I like to do a little bit of a word study. I'm a little bit of a nerd when it comes to looking at the original language, and by no means, Jack, am I an expert in Hebrew or Greek. I think I flunked those classes along the way, but I am thankful for study aids and study help. So today is just a really brief Joe Case etymology. It is not approved by any expert in Hebrew. But as I go back and as I look in my Bible dictionaries and study the words behind some of these things, I found a couple of things that I think can be helpful for us. What did the psalmist mean when he or she originally penned, put ink to parchment, and wrote those words, "Be still"? When I do a word study like this, I like to look at the history of the word. And as I studied these words, "be still," in the original Hebrew, I found something interesting, that our word in English, our words, "be still," they do not translate back to two words in Hebrew. They actually translate into one word, "be still." The root word that I found actually, it sounds something like this, harpal. I don't have a Hebrew tongue. Harpal, harpal. Even then, this isn't a clean translation. Harpal, though, it's one word. The more I looked into it, when the psalmist says, harpal, be still, the intent of what's being said is, relax. Relax. I don't know about you, but when I get stressed out, my body responds. Anybody's body respond to stress? Oh, yeah. So for me, I'll get a little personal with you here. For me, when I get stressed out, the muscles in my neck get tense, and all of the stress in my body lives in an intersection right beyond where I can reach. Right beyond where I can reach it to like massage it, in right around my shoulder blade. And all the tension in my, it's done this for years, all the tension in my body, from my neck down, from my waist up, it just all right in that one spot. I get stressed out, my body responds with that tension. And I'll go to my physical therapist and I go to massage therapy, and my massage therapist will tell me, they're like, "Oh my gosh, how can you even like stand this? Because you are so tense." And they work and work and work to try to loosen that up. When the psalmist here writes harpal, he's saying, sink down. Give yourself some slack. Relax. Refrain. Stop doing. Let go. Let go and know that God is God. That's what it means when we say be still and know that, let, just simply let go. One of my favorite things to do to relax and unwind that stress in my back, Pastor Vicki and I will go down to Tennessee, and one of my favorite, most relaxing things ever that I love to do is get a hot, sunny day. Amen? Sunshine, lots of vitamin D and vitamin C flowing from the sun. And I like to go to Dollywood Splash Country, and I like to get in the lazy river and get in one of those rafts, and I could spend the entire day just laying in one of those rafts going around that lazy river. You just let go and you relax and you take in the sun and you just go with the flow. That's what it means to let go. Let go. And let God. I think one of the critical ingredients of being able to let go is you've got to trust. You've got to trust God. We can't be still if we don't trust God. We can't let go if we don't trust God. But I am here today to remind us that in times like this, we can trust God. Amen? I want you to say it with me. I can trust God.
I can trust God.
Come on now. I can trust God.
I can trust God.
Amen. You're coming along here today. Today is a church in this moment. I just want us to recognize the opportunity. May we relax into the arms of the Father right where we're at, even in the midst of our grief, our stress, our strain, and may we be able to let go and just trust Him. People out there doing their thing, passing by, let go. Trust God in the midst of the storm. Harpal, be still. So what did the psalmist mean when he or she penned the phrase, "Know that I am God. Know that I am God." Often in our modern conversations, And I think this comes from Seinfeld. Any Seinfeld fans out there? Oh, Chuck Kreider is my Seinfeld buddy. We're going to have to watch Seinfeld together. One of the it's a popular phrase in our English language, and Seinfeld kind of latched onto it, I think, in an episode or two. You'll hear somebody say, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Right? Yada, yada, yada. It's probably what you think most of the time when I'm preaching. I'm saying things, and in your mind, you're going, he's saying yada, yada, yada. Chuck's nodding his head back there. That word, yada. Yada, yada, yada. Yada is the root word that we find in the psalm this morning. Yada. The Hebrew word yada. What does the psalmist mean when he tells us to know, be still and yada, yada? I was looking up yada in my little dictionary. The word yada or yada appears at least 947 times in Scripture. Yada. 947 times. 645 times it translates as no. Be still and know, right? Be still and know. 105 times it translates as the word known, to be known. Think about that. Be still and be known by God. Maybe somebody needs that this morning. 19 times, it just means information, knowledge. 18 times, it means to perceive. To perceive. 17 times, it means to show. 8 times, it means to tell. 7 times, it means to understand. 6 times, it means declare. 5 times, it means to teach. There's a lot packed into yada, yada, yada. Now I can see why they say that when they say yada, yada, yada. And as I was reflecting on this morning, I'm really comforted by the broad interpretation of what it means to know in the Hebrew language. Because our trials and our tribulations are quite diverse in our different walks. But regardless of the crisis we find ourselves in, know this morning that we can sit at the foot of the Master and find what we need. Did you get that this morning? Regardless of what you're facing, you can sit at the foot of the Master and you can find what you need this morning. Sometimes as we still ourselves, as we let go at the foot of the Father, we are quietly taught. We are quietly taught. Sometimes as we sit quietly and meditate in His presence, our eyes are opened up and we're able to perceive a new truth. Something that's been there in front of us all this time and we just finally get it. Ever have one of those? You read a passage and suddenly this new truth pops up to you in the Scripture, or something comes to you in your mind, you perceive a new truth sitting quietly at the foot of the Master. Sometimes as we still ourselves at the foot of His throne, we're able to discern a path forward. Because sometimes when we're going through what we're going through right now as a church body, the big question is, what in the world happens next? And we need to be still and discover the path forward at the foot of the cross. Sometimes we sit at the foot of the cross or the foot of the throne of the Father, and we may suddenly recognize a need to confess unrepented sin in our lives. A new awareness comes about in the presence of a holy God of sin that remains in our lives that we need to hand over to Him and allow it to be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. Sometimes as we linger in His presence quietly, we are humbled to realize that our take on the world may actually not be the right take on the world. That our take on the world may not line up with God's take on the world or the lens of the love of Jesus. Sometimes we're blessed with new understanding of God. And we can walk away from that time of stillness before him and go and share and teach others that new understanding that we have received. We're not supposed to bottle it up to ourselves. We go, we be still, we understand, we learn who God is. And then we're supposed to what? G-O. Go, as Pastor Vicky just taught us, and share what we've been taught. And friends, this one's the one that gets me. Sometimes as we sit still at the foot of the Master, we are blessed to simply be understood. We are blessed simply to be heard. We are blessed simply to realize that we count. We are blessed to realize that we matter. We are blessed to realize that God, the Master of the universe who sits on his mighty throne, loves us deeply. How often in life do we get frustrated because no one seems to understand, or no one seems to care, or nobody loves me? Be still and know that you are understood. God understands your grief. God understands your anger. God understands right where you're at. How? Through his Son, Jesus Christ, who came down in the form of man to experience everything that we experience, so that God, the Father in heaven, can have empathy. God can empathize with us. And because God is able to empathize with us, he is able to help us in our time of trouble through the power of his Holy Spirit. It all comes together. Be still and know that God is God. Harpal Yodah Elohim. Be still and know that God is God. God is saying, let go this morning. I know you're stressed out. I know you're sad. I know you're grieving. I know you're confused. Let go. Know me. Relax, people. Be known by me. Cut yourself some slack, fella. Let me open your mind about what's going on beyond what you can see. More is happening beyond our ability to sense and see it. Chill out, sister. Rest assured that I am here. That I, God, have not left you. I have not abandoned you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Loosen up, child. Let me feed your soul as you bask in my presence. Unwind. Sir or madam, let me comfort you in ways that no human can comfort. Are you feeling overwhelmed today? A little stressed out? Some of you might be on your last nerve. I might be on your last nerve right now. Hopefully you're not a board member. God is here. I'm just here to proclaim the truth, the reality that God is with us. Somebody needs to hear that. Somebody needs to know that. Someone needs to be reminded of that this morning within the sound of my voice. God is here. God is with us. God is with us in the midst of the chaos. And he's offering us an invitation this morning to be still and to know him. He knows exactly what you need. Your list may sound to others like yada, yada, yada. But God very personally knows exactly what your heart, what your soul so deeply needs today. The question for us is, are we willing to accept the invitation to be still and know that God is God? Or will we continue to struggle and strain in the midst of our crisis? In the midst of our chaos, you better be careful with that. You'll pull a muscle. You'll pull a muscle. Friends, it's time. Maybe we're frustrated. Maybe you're stressed out. Maybe you're asking questions. Maybe you're feeling defeated because of everything that's been going on. Maybe we're feeling all these things because we've been doing everything except for what we really need to do, and that is to be still, child, and know that God is God. It's time. Time to still our souls and let God provide for the deepest need in our hearts today. Be that forgiveness. There's the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Be that comfort. Be that peace. Be that understanding. Be that wisdom. Be that strength just to press on. Yada, yada, yada. He can do it all. God can provide what we need if only his people will take the time, make the time, sacrifice the time to be still and know that God is God.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan Holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue. Or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.